Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Chancellor Carol Folt, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. Flu season is almost here. Dr. Allison Ayala's research helps us understand how the flu spreads and what social factors determine who gets the flu. Her research at the Gilling School of Global Public Health includes the use of smartphone apps and Bluetooth beacons to track interactions among colleagues in workplaces or among students at college. This information can then be used to make health recommendations.
One area of our research focuses on ways to prevent infectious diseases in the community setting and tracking of infectious diseases in the community setting. We've looked at many different infectious diseases, but we've really focused on influenza and other respiratory infections. And so we've run a number of studies where we've used what we call non-pharmaceutical interventions to prevent the transmission of respiratory infections. These are interventions that don't require a pharmaceutical treatment like vaccinations, for example, or antiviral medications that you might need if you get infected with influenza. But they focus on very simple preventive measures that we can do in the community setting to reduce and mitigate the extent of a pandemic for influenza or other serious respiratory infection. And so that includes things like washing your hands and making sure you're washing your hands in the right way, staying home when you're ill, so voluntarily isolating yourself at home when you're sick, staying home from work or from school, making sure if we're in a pandemic that students aren't going to schools and becoming infected.
Dr. Aiello says inherent problems in our research are unpaid sick leave and no daycare for parents who work and cannot leave their sick children at home alone.
This continues to be a barrier to participating in some of these prevention measures. I don't work on the policy side of these things, but I think this is a very important policy issue that we need to be able to accommodate individuals when they do become sick so that they do have the means to be able to stay home. They have the means to, you know, be able to take care of their child if their child needs to stay home from school, that we have policies to accommodate those issues.
Dr. Aiello's research includes the study of antimicrobials, agents that can stop the growth of an infection. However, they are not a cure-all.
Alcohol-based hand sanitizers were first introduced into the hospital setting. When doctors or nurses were washing their hands or other staff were washing their hands, they were using antimicrobials that would sometimes affect skin breakdown. These alcohol-based hand sanitizers had the potential to improve upon the skin health. Their skin wasn't breaking down as badly from some of the scrubs that they were using. The use of these antimicrobials in the hospital setting, there's been kind of, you know, a large growth in antimicrobials in the consumer setting too, amongst, you know, individuals who go into the community that can buy them from a grocery store or other stores. And there's been a number of studies shown in school settings, for example, that these alcohol-based hand sanitizers do provide a benefit when they're used in conjunction with regular hand washing too. They can help reduce transmission of gastrointestinal illnesses and also respiratory illnesses, but slightly to a lesser extent. There's another ingredient that we studied a while back that was very much available in consumer products called triclosan. And this is known as, you know, an antibacterial ingredient in soaps, usually in liquid soaps, or an antimicrobial ingredient. They make also term it on these soaps. And that ingredient, we found that if you used the soaps with the antimicrobial ingredients, triclosan in it, compared to individuals who used plain soaps, there was really no difference.
Dr. Aiello says that social determinants and stress can also lead to an infectious illness.
So our research has been very interested in stress and how it may influence our biology, so get into our body and influence our immunity.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.